This is Tim Robinson with Take It From The TIM, and it's Tim, and that's me. Today our discussion is probably going to be a little controversial, but if you look at the entrance of what I put into my profile, you will see that I do not shy away from controversial episodes, and this is just the beginning of controversial episodes that I will be attacking and addressing. Now, one of the things with controversial episodes, and with me in particular, is that I'm not a real strong supporter of news. I feel that although it is important that we know what's going on in the world, I think that news sensationalizes a lot of the things that causes divide in our communities. And not only in what they report, but also sometimes in the way that they report it. Now, I know that a news organization is supposed to report it in a non-biased way, but there are some topics that they speak about in the manner that they speak about it, or the amount of airtime they give it, that actually could cause some of the situations that we go through today. Now, I do not consider myself to be a racist person. I love people of all races and backgrounds, although I do sometimes prejudge, so I would consider myself to be prejudiced. Now, what I mean by prejudging is when you don't have all the facts about a situation and you make comments about the situation, that is a form of prejudging a situation. And usually, sometimes, those situations that we prejudge may be extremely biased. Now, I'm going to go back to some of the events that happened in 2020 in the United States with race relationship, with the Black Lives Matter. And I want to talk today in particular about accountability. Now, when we look at situations such as Black Lives Matter and some of the other accountability situations such as Black Lives Matter, and now in 2021, we're looking at the situation with the attack and abuse on Asian Americans, one have to start wondering, when is white America going to start showing us their initiative to change the narrative? What I find is that we hear narratives from all other ethnicities, but the quote-unquote white American is not giving us a narrative of how they want to change the narrative. Sorry to use that word back-to-back, but it is important that you understand. I want to see a game plan for white America to stop their prejudice and racist attacks on those that look different than themselves. Where is their agenda to change and make the world more cohesive? I have yet to see such an agenda. Now, if you have knowledge of such agenda that I may have overlooked, then I would like to see it. I would like for you to bring it to my attention, and then we could discuss that. I'll be glad and happy to discuss an agenda where white America is taking accountability for what is going on in the world and race relations that have been going on for thousands and thousands of years. Everything that has to do with Black Americans in particular is about inclusion. They want us to be inclusive in everything that we do. And whenever we try to do something that is not inclusive, then we are looked at as being racist or divisive. And why are we racist and divisive when we want to do things that are just affecting us and our demographics? But everyone else can do whatever they want to do, and they won't be considered to be racist or exclusive. Black people are always to be inclusive. White people, tell me, what is your national agenda to try to bring cohesive blackness in our society, to stop your prejudice and racist ways towards people that are not like you. This is a topic that we need to talk about because I don't hear it on the news. Then that means apparently it's not getting the feed that everything else is getting. Now let's go to black on black crime. Black-on-black crimes takes the precedence in the news a lot of time. People talk about black-on-black crimes. Well, any demographic is going to have more crimes against themselves than they have against other demographics. And one of the reasons is because of the fact of the time that people spend together with their own. So it's not a real big deal on black-on-black crimes because there's white-on-white crimes, there's Asian-American on Asian-American crimes, there's crimes on all demographics that spend time together. Now, this is just the first talk in this particular series, but I think that this is a great segue to getting communication regarding this and speaking about when are we going to hear the national agenda from white people about them becoming inclusive of people that are different than themselves. This is Tim Robinson and Take It From Tim. I hope that you got something from this message, and I hope that this sparks a conversation. Let's get to talking.